Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening. Greetings everyone, and welcome to the Tabito Stories podcast. I am excited to be here today and hope this episode finds you all well. Today, it is a beautiful day in Northern California. It is rainy, and it is expected to be raining until Wednesday. In this episode, I would like to start by playing a song. Then, I would like to recount a meaningful dream that I had, and the dream left a lasting impression on me, and I believe it has important lessons that we can all learn from. After that, I would like to discuss one of my all-time favorite books, A Thousand Boy Kisses by Tylee Cole. This book is a beautiful story of love, loss, and the power of human connection. I will share my thoughts on why I love this book and what it means to me. Our first song of today's podcast is going to be That's How You Know That You Are In Love, and it is by Loving Caliber featuring G. Curtis, and it is coming from Epidemic Sound.
Kinda turn me upside down, I just don't know what to do. I wanna spend the night at hers and bring her one of my t-shirts so it smells like her perfume. Now I really get what the love songs are talking about, and I just wanna tell her how I feel, scream it out loud. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever lost your head? Have you felt like you were out of breath when you saw her in that dress? When your heart is beating fast and you're sweating and you can't stop looking at her smile, then you've been in love. That's how you know you've been in love. Something about the way she laughs and the way she always dances when she thinks nobody sees. And when she's gonna miss her so, I tell her, baby, please don't go, I think you should stay with me. And I really get what the love songs are talking about. Oh, and I just wanna tell her how I feel, scream it out loud. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever lost your head?
Have you felt like you were out of breath when you saw her in that dress? When your heart is beating fast and you're sweating, you can't stop looking at her smile. Then you've been in love. That's how you know you've been in love. T-shirts, so it smells like her perfume. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever lost your head? Have you felt like you were out of breath when you saw her in that dress? When your heart is beating fast and you're sweating, you can't stop looking at her smile. Then you've been in love. That's how you know you've been in love.
And now I would like to share a story about friendship, and the title of the story is Finding Purpose, a Journey of Self-Discovery and Mentorship, and it is written by me. During my time at community college, I often found myself feeling isolated. This solitude made me contemplate my life and yearn for a brighter future. As a first-generation college student, life took work for me. I struggled to find my footing in education and sports while trying to improve my English proficiency. Fortunately, I met a mentor who played a pivotal role in nurturing my growth. We often went for lunch to different places around Fresno, where he introduced me to other business owners. He was a prominent business leader who organized significant musical events. Later, I discovered he had worked at WWE and hosted a radio show that eventually became a TV show. One day, while eating lunch at Sam's Italian Deli and Market, I told my mentor I wanted to find something to excel at. That's when he gave me advice that has stayed with me ever since. To be good at something, first, you need to know what you're good at. I see you like painting with newspaper clippings. So why don't you tell stories with art and newspaper? He offered suggestions while pointing to a painting I had gifted him. His words prompted me to engage in deep reflection. As I delved into my feelings and decided to delve into my first story, Hunger. Hunger conveyed my yearning for success and answers to my present. I used newspaper clippings with highlighted words such as time, job, and transfer. I recognized the importance of securing a job for financial stability. I understood the brevity and unpredictability of life, emphasizing the need to value my time. Lastly, as I pursued my studies at a community college, transferring to a university was essential for my educational growth. Inspired by the movie Venom, Hunger marked my initial foray into storytelling with newspaper clippings and artwork. Through our friendship, I discovered my passion for storytelling and the desire to make a living. While attempting to become a professional artist, I realized I derived greater joy and fulfillment from connecting with people and assisting them rather than painting. I continue to be very passionate about storytelling. That's why our slogan in Tabito Stories is the art of storytelling. I have found the answers depicted in the painting, Hunger. I secured an excellent job with supportive and humble colleagues. Furthermore, I successfully transferred to a university where I completed my studies and learned to value time by prioritizing essential aspects of life, including family, health, and wealth. May your journey serve as an inspiration, guiding you to discover your true passion. Embrace the notion that life is not merely a destination, but an ongoing journey. Take each step purposefully, and remember that every moment represents an opportunity for growth and evolution. Our next song is titled Always Sick, and it is by Joyce Spring. The music is from Epidemic Sound, and the album is titled Be the Light.
Though he may lead us through the valley, Christ will walk along beside. Through the trials in the canyon, he will ever be our guide. A friend
When I look at you, touch you, or see your face. When we kiss, my heart sings a song. That is one of my favorite quotes from Tylee Cole's book, A Thousand Boy Kisses. While working as a dishwasher in a restaurant, I listened to audiobooks during the quieter morning shift, longing to read a book about friendship. A Thousand Boy Kisses struck a chord with me. The tale of two young souls torn apart yet forever connected evoked emotions I had never experienced. Their journey imparted valuable lessons that continue to resonate with me. The book holds a special place in my heart because when I first encountered the book, I hesitated to read it, dismissing it as too feminine for my taste. However, I recognized my judgmental attitude and decided to give it a chance. Overcoming my stereotypes, I allowed myself to be moved by its story. Two quotes from the book that particularly stand out are: "Every day is different. The colors, the shades, the impact on your soul, every day is a gift." This quote offers a refreshing perspective on life. Imagine, the sun's angle changes daily, as do the people we encounter and the stories we create. Every day brings something new and different, making it a precious gift. My second favorite quote is, "Maybe we are like cherry blossoms, Rune, like shooting stars. Maybe we love too much too young and burn so brightly that we had to fade out." This quote captures the book's essence, and that is because cherry blossoms hold a special place in the story of the book. Some books take months to read, while others can be devoured in days. A Thousand Boy Kisses falls into a special category. It holds a unique place in my life, and I highly recommend it to anyone seeking to experience the transformative power of love and friendship. And that is all for today. If you like the Tevita Stories podcast and you like to hear stories, please subscribe, follow, rate, and share the Tevita Stories podcast. I will see you guys next week for a new episode of Telling Stories.